Amen. So, we are looking at the book of Genesis, chapter 5. Amen. And verse 24, we had been dealing with Enoch. And if you got Genesis chapter 3, I'm sorry, chapter 5, verse 24, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us read that verse together. Amen. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Amen. So we want to talk this morning from the subject that a change is going to come. Amen. A change is going to come. Say that back to me, please. Amen. Say it again. Thank you. You may be seated. A change is going to come. Amen. Not everyone is going to die. Not everyone is going to have a funeral. Amen. Make no mistake about it. Not everyone is going to be buried in the cemetery. Not everyone is going to the crematory. Amen. Because for some, a change is going to come. Amen. And the aim of our sermon is for us to see a confirmation of the prediction of the rapture of the church. For us to see a confirmation of the prediction of the rapture of the church. When you're talking about confirming something, it is to confirm something is established truth. If you're going to confirm something, you got to establish the truth. And whenever there's a confirmation of something, it is an establishment of the truth of it. And so we want for us to see a confirmation, because we are going to be changed. Amen. Some will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, is how quick it would happen. Amen. And I don't know, do you believe that there's going to be a rapture? Amen. It seemed like sometime it has to be confirmed, because not all people really seem to really believe it's going to happen. So, amen. That's why we want to focus this morning on this confirmation of the rapture of the church. We will be changed. Amen. We know that we'll be changed. Other things are changed, like a caterpillar is changed into a butterfly. A car can become a convertible through change. But whether you're talking about a butterfly or butterfly doors, the body too is going to be changed. And a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we are going to be changed. Now, according to verse 18 of chapter 5, we find out that Enoch's daddy, Jared, had him when he was 162 years old, Enoch's daddy. According to verse 18, Enoch's daddy had him when he was 162. According to verse 21, Enoch had Methuselah. Enoch turned around and had Methuselah when he was 65. Amen. Amen. When he was 65, he had Methuselah. Now, when we talk about names in the Bible, in the ancient world made statements. They were not just thrown out there, but names meant something. Amen. Names carried self-contained statements, just wrapped up in the name alone. Many times they represented some deity, reflection of some deity or God. Biblical names even now represent something in their ending. IAH is one. EL is another. IAH, we talk about, amen, Isaiah in IAH, Jeremiah, amen, Nehemiah. The names carried self-contained statements pertaining to some deity. And when you talk about EL, that word means God, of course, in the Hebrew. And we know that we began to find names like Daniel, amen, Joel, Ezekiel, on the end is referencing, it's a reference to deity, amen. Although most current scholars accept the fact that the Hebrew did not develop as a language until the first half of the second millennium. Bear with me. Amen. Before Christ. In other words, about 3,000 years before Jesus. And the names began to take on deity, although they didn't initially, prior to the development of the Hebrew language. So therefore, these names came from some other language or source. Now, you can break out times as related to time, so we get an idea of what we're dealing with here. You're talking about Genesis, which is approximately 6,000 years ago. You're talking about Genesis. It can broke up into be 2,000-year increments. It's 2,000 years from Genesis 1 to Genesis 12. It's 2,000 years from Genesis 12 to the end of Malachi, or up to the time of Christ. It's 2,000 years from the time of Christ to 2018. And so there are 2,000-year increments of which time is broken up to. And so here we go back about 5,000 years from where we are now. Enoch himself lived to be 962 years, according to verse 20, and he died. You read all through this chapter. He died, he died, he died, he died. Seth died. Enos died. Canaan died. Methuselah died. Jared died. Methuselah died. Lamech died. Amen. It provides a commentary on the effects of sin. God said, in the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Amen. And but physical death only affects the body. It does not affect the soul, spirit. And it physical death does not mean extinction. We have to get over the idea that physical death means the end. It does not mean the end. It means the spirit soul transfers to live in another place, because once the body ceases in its ability to house the spirit, the soul transfers. He said, I got to move on out. Amen. Amen. I'm not dead. I just moved. Amen. I just moved out of the physical to the invisible. I'm still here. Amen. Amen. There was a time when you were not, but there never shall be a time when you shall not be. So we are going to. But let me get back to this. What we find out here is we see, as we think about Enoch, we see him as the father. Amen. We see him as the father. We see him deal with the future. We see him deal with the foundation. We want to look at the funeral. We want to look at, although there isn't one, the flight. Amen. That's what we look at. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Amen. Verse 21 tells us that Enoch, amen, was 65 years old. Enoch was when he had Methuselah, according to verse 21. Amen. Do you see that? Amen. Amen. And the Bible makes it plain that after Methuselah, he walked with God. Amen. At 300 years, and he had sons and daughters. We see him fathering Methuselah and other sons and daughters. And we find out that something happened to him. He began to have a closer walk with Jesus after Methuselah was born. Because verse 22 says, after he begat Methuselah, Enoch walked with God. Amen. He said 300 years. After. Can everybody say after? After. Amen. Methuselah's name is significant. We talked about names carrying meanings. And Methuselah's name means, when he is dead, it shall come. When he is dead, it shall come. So who's born? Little, when he is dead, it shall come. How you doing? When he is dead, it shall come. Oh, ain't he cute? When he is dead, it shall come. When who is dead? When Methuselah is dead. And we know that Methuselah lived to be 969 years, and Methuselah's life marked the countdown to the flood. Amen, amen. Methuselah's life marked the countdown to the flood. When he died, the flood came. Amen. Enoch knew that when he is dead, it shall come. Amen. And from the time of his birth, he lived, and the flood came. God kept him alive long enough. Amen. For anybody. To give people as much time possible to repent. 969 years after he was born. Amen. And there was a warning. They knew that Methuselah, amen, when he is dead, it shall come. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. It seemed that that he began to walk with God, but he seemed to have known about the judgment of God. Matter of fact, we know he did. We know him not only from the fact that he was a parent and Methuselah calls him to walk with God, but from the fact that he was a prophet. He upon further studies, you began to find out that he was a prophet. And some of the things, same thing that characterize the book of Jude, we find the same things going on to bring in the judgment of fire. Amen. In other words, what we find going on in the back of the Bible, the same thing is going on in the front of the Bible here in Genesis. Jude is next to the book of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible. And the same thing that characterized then up in the front is the same thing that characterized us way back here in chapter 5. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. I hope you came, amen, to with your ears open. I hope you got your ears on this morning. Amen. It was a whole lot of things that were going on that made the flood come. And there are a whole lot of things that's going to be coming on before the fire comes. And so what we begin to find out here is that Jude said, pointed out that Jude chapter 1, the book next to the book of the Revelation, said that certain men had crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Amen. Ungodly men who turned the grace of God, notice this, the grace of our God into lewdness and denied the only God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice also, turned the grace of God into lewdness. Now, it's going to get kind of rough in here, so just we may have to get a benediction and come back and start this over. But, amen. Jude chapter 1, verse 4, another version says it this way. Some people have secretly entered your group long ago. This is what he's saying to the church then in the book of Jude. Some people have secretly entered your church, your group. Long ago, the prophets wrote about these people who were to be judged guilty. They are against God, and they have changed the grace of our God into a reason for sexual sins. I didn't write this book. They also refuse to accept Jesus Christ, our only master and Lord. Amen. They also refuse to accept. And then it goes on to say in chapter 14 of Jude, because Jude is only one chapter, in verse 14 it says, now Enoch, can everybody say Enoch?
Enoch.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you say it one more time?
Enoch.
Enoch is way over here next to the book of the Revelation. They still talking about Enoch. What you got to say, Enoch? Well, he said, what Jude got to say about Enoch? Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, says, now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints. Amen. What is he coming for? To execute judgment on all. To convict all who are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jude said that Enoch saw the second coming of Jesus Christ way back in the book of Genesis. Here's a man way back in Genesis chapter 5 being written about in next to the last book of the Bible. And it says that Enoch was a prophet. It said he prophesied about the second coming of Christ. He had seen it long ago that God was coming to execute judgment on all those who spoke against him. Some of the names he mentioned. Verse 7, Sodom and Gomorrah is mentioned. Verse 11, Cain is mentioned, about Cain's way to getting salvation. Remember, we talked about Cain. Balaam is mentioned. Amen. Trying to offer services and bring curses upon God's people for money. Korah is mentioned. Amen. Those who was rejecting authority, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, they will be walking in error. Amen. And this was a period of false religion and apostasy where people had begun to use the message of grace, notice this, as a license to sin. You can't use the message of grace as a license to sin. And they are devoted to pleasing self. They are devoted to pleasing self. And they fulfill their own fleshly desires. They serve God their own way. They reject authority. And he says that Enoch saw it a long time ago. What they were doing is walking in darkness. 1 John 1:6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with the Father and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Amen. If we say we have fellowship with the Father and we walk in darkness, we're lying. We are not practicing the truth. Another version says it this way. So if we have fellowship with God, but we continue living in darkness, we are liars and do not follow the truth. Another version says it this way. If then we say that we have fellowship with him, yet at the same time live in darkness, we are lying both in our words and in our actions. Amen. You may have came to shout on this dark Sunday morning, this cold, rainy Sunday morning, but you can get your shout on. Because anything that God says for me makes me want to shout. Because I know he's so good. What is this talking about? Amen. As you move from the fact that he was a father and that he saw the future, and the same thing can be applied today as it was way back then, before the flood came, and over in the New Testament, before the fire comes, the same things are taking place. So you move from the Father, we move, amen, from the future to the fact that the foundation that Enoch had. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God. Amen. He walked with God. Understand the situation. Why did he walk with God? Because he had a good foundation.